Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I've been up since 5 in the morning.
James Carrion joins us, former international director of MUFON. We're exploring the revision, I guess, of his beliefs about UFOs and his expectations and what he thinks going on. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Parenthetically, years and years ago, the one, the only Jim Moseley used to present his own Earth theory. And he did this not because he necessarily believed it, but because he wanted to sound different. He wanted to be controversial that they were all secret weapons. So you're explaining now that we have this story in the newspapers about something more important than the atomic bomb, maybe, or just as important, and then we hear about UFOs, kind of a cover story. So is that the game here, that UFOs were created as a cover story? Also, we were getting all this technology from the Germans at the time, too. We were playing with rockets and stuff like that. Is that part of it?
Well, keep in mind that there can be multiple uses for the UFO cover. My belief is that back in 1947, this deception operation wasn't to protect a real weapon. I think it was information warfare. We were trying to convince the Russians that we had something they did not. You got to remember that back in 1947, this is right before the McCarthy era, we knew, based on Soviet spies that were defecting, that every aspect of American government, from the State Department to the Office of Strategic Services to the White House, there were red spies there. We didn't know who all these red spies were. We do know now that they infiltrated every part of society, and especially the top secret Manhattan Project. So I think that these counterintelligence folks said, how do we expose these spies that are out there? Well, let's pretend we have something. Let's try to make it sound like we have something the Russians don't, and we'll see who takes an interest in that. So I think maybe at the beginning it was just for counterintelligence reasons.
Sounds like a public sting.
Exactly.
And it's kind of blown out of control over 60 years.
Well, I think it's. I think they said, well, that was very effective. I wonder how else we can use this UFO field. So I think from there, it everything from psychological warfare to protecting real projects, from the stealth fighter to the stealth bomber, to mind control experiments. Who knows what they've milked out of this field.
I'm going to mention something which occurs to me. I've mentioned this before on the show, and nobody wants to hear it, but I'm going to mention it again before Chris asks more questions from our audience. And that is, consider that Barney and Betty Hill live near a military base, and then consider their close friends were in the military, and consider the possibility that that was an effort at mind control. The abduction, the granddaddy or grandma of all abductions, the Barney and Betty Hill case. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a possibility. If you look at some of the nefarious things the CIA was doing in terms of mind control and administering drugs without people's consent.
Sidney Gottlieb. For Dietrich, MK Ultra.
Exactly. These folks that who really had no moral or ethical conscience. Who knows what the limits were, and who knows what they were doing. So it's all very possible.
So did it get out of control, or did the government say, "Hey, this worked pretty good. We're just going to continue playing these games for whatever reason, whatever we have to hide."
Well, the question is, who is in control? Is it really the three-letter agencies that are out there, or has this gotten out of control now within the military-industrial complex?
And it's the private sector.
The private sector that's out there doing this.
It's kind of hard to file an FOIA, McDonnell Douglas or Lockheed or Boeing or whomever. Well, let's switch gears here and go back. We've got a lot of questions, James. Just as an aside here, your appearance here on the Paracast has probably generated more questions, I think, for a guest by our forum posters than any other guest that we've had, at least in the last 6 or 8 months. And a lot of it is centered on the relationship with Robert Bigelow and Bass and MUFON. So I want to just fire a couple of these real quick at you, they give us, potentially the answer will give us a little bit more insight into the relationship. First off, from SRL, we have, how many case files had been amassed when Mr. Bigelow acquired MUFON? Do you have a, some sort of number? In other words, he was given access to the entire database, just as anyone is, but can he somehow copyright or have any proprietary control over that information, that data?
No, his the BAS's access to the data was just for the duration of the project. So any historical case files that we transmitted to them or their online access to the current case files that were on the website, it was not sold to them. They were given access to those files, and that access was terminated when the contract was terminated.
Okay, well, Gene probably can comment a little bit more than I can on this. If you're given access to a database, you got the database, basically. So as soon as they already had everything that they needed. They just weren't being fed, at least to our knowledge, they weren't being fed fresh cases. But they have access to all the data that have been acquired over 40 years, correct?
Let me ask you a quick question about that, too, about how it's organized. Is this one single database, like an Access or a FileMaker Pro database with everything on it?
No, and I think there's a distinction between the historical case files, which were the paper-based ones sitting in file cabinets that were being digitally scanned and stored in Adobe PDF format. Those are not accessible online.
Okay, I think that was the question. Since Bigelow has became involved with the BAS project and the STAR teams and the rest of it, is there any way that he can exercise any sort of proprietary control over that data? I think that's the second part of this question.
No, absolutely not. That intellectual property belongs exclusively to MUFON.
Okay, that's good to know. There's a couple more. Bear with me here. Has MUFON, to your knowledge, conducted any sort of pattern recognition program or any sort of crunching the data, so to speak? In other words, the question is, has MUFON at any time searched for patterns in the data? And if so, what was revealed? That's the follow-up question.
Well, the only crunching of the data that I've seen that happened in the past actually had to do with abductions. There were two different projects in MUFON land. One was called the Abduction Transcription Project, where a lot of these hypnotherapists, counselors who had alleged abductees, they would give MUFON their session transcripts, the hypnosis sessions. MUFON would transcribe those, emit the witness information, and then compare all of these different hypnosis sessions to see what sort of patterns emerge. That was one project. The other project was the Abduction Monitoring Project, where we put these little black box devices that were putting alleged abductee foams that measured the ambient environment. And then,
now, was this this technology supplied by BAS?
No, this is way before BAS
got involved.
Or even NIDS. This was after NIDS terminated its support of MUFON, and this was funded by a third party. So I think it was a three-year project where they put these black boxes and collected data from these abductee homes, and then the abductees would, or alleged abductees would then journal whenever they thought they had an abduction experience. So the goal of the project was to try to figure out if there was a correlation between when the abductee thought they had an experience and a change in their ambient environment,
right.
Change in temperature, change in gravity or whatever else. And so all this data was collected. So we have all this data in hand. But then the funding ran out, and they could never crunch that data. So it's data that still needs to be statistically analyzed.
Is that something people can go online and get this data and do something with it?
No, absolutely not. The data is actually being controlled by the Center for UFO Studies because they were a partner with MUFON. So Mark Rodiger, I'm not sure if Mark's still with PUFOS, but he's the one who has that data, at least for the...
Okay, we'll get into more of this in a moment. We have James Carrion. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Yeah. You expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
We're asking your questions, listeners. Join the Paracast forums, forum.paracast.com, and you'll have the chance to ask questions. Someday, by the way, we might actually take phone calls from listeners. I will tell you this, to really tantalize you, we have the power. James Carrion's our guest. Chris O'Brien has the power because he's asking those questions. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast. Chris, would you continue?
Okay, let's switch gears a little bit here. This is great. I'm glad this question wasn't asked of me. During your time at MUFON, James, did you ever see anything that would support the notion that we are being visited by non-human intelligences?
Absolutely not. I've seen no evidence whatsoever of alien involvement.
Well, wait a minute. It's all got to be aliens, right? We're dealing with ETs coming. You know, there's obviously millions of civilizations out there in the quadrillions of star systems. You mean we're not important enough for them to come here and, like, visit us? Or
hybridization, you know, mate with us, the daughters of men or the daughters of ET?
I'm sorry. I must apologize to our listeners. I didn't mean to be so blatantly crass on that.
Wait a minute. He has to get his head slapped.
Okay.
There you go.
Ow. So, James, from what you've seen, I mean, you were sitting in the driver's seat there, almost 5 years, and you've been involved in, you know, you're an ex-military member. I think you were an analyst, correct? You speak fluent Russian, if I remember correctly?
Well, not fluent, but I was a signals intelligence analyst during the Cold War.
So, I mean, we're not talking about a guy who, you know, just has the average kind of skills and training. We're talking about somebody that, you know, we should listen to when it comes to matters of intelligence agency programs. And, you know, I mean, you have a little bit more of a leg up on most people when it comes to these questions. But factoring all that knowledge and training in, plus your tenure at MUFON, if you haven't seen anything that supports the notion that we are being visited by non-human intelligences, what are we dealing with?
Well, I think we're dealing with specifically with intelligence agencies who are interested in information warfare, and they're interested in psychological manipulation. And I think actually the UFO field provides the perfect training ground for their operations. Prime example is what I've encountered in the last year or so of being a MUFON, going up against some of these message boards like the Open Minds Forum and Above Top Secret, where the UFO mythology is being pushed by a lot of folks who have no real backgrounds, a lot of folks who are just anonymous individuals who can go up and make whatever claims they'd like. And what I find highly interesting is I've always thought, well, what is the goal of this? And I think I've sort of figured out that we're the proving ground for information warfare techniques to be used in the wider world. For example, I wrote a blog article about WikiLeaks and how I don't believe WikiLeaks is what it pretends to be. I think there's an intelligence agency behind that, and that it's trying to build credibility and could be used as a conduit for disinformation and as a way to influence governments. And I think that had its start in the UFO world.
Wow. Well, you're not alone there. Julian Assange has been called out by some. And I think there is some question about the real underlying agenda behind WikiLeaks. But again, let's go ahead and shift gears here a little bit. What is your opinions regarding the quality of the work performed by field investigators and of the STAR team? I mean, how well did these people function out in the field? This is from Ron Collins, one of our moderators.
Well, I think that it's a hit and miss. There were a lot of STAR team members. The question is, was there a common level of education and a common level of investigation standards or even know-how?
And so how were these people selected?
Well, there was an application process. They obviously had to be current MUFON field investigators. But we were also looking for folks that had backgrounds in aviation or backgrounds in science. But it's sort of, you know, how do you actually certify a professional UFO investigator? I mean, there is no formal process for doing that. Even MUFON's own certification process is just sort of an entry-level education. So, you know, the bottom line is that it's hard to apply standards across the board to how investigation is done.
Well, that leads me to another question, and this is from Andrew Rhodes. James, having been the international director of MUFON and now being disenchanted with the organization, where would you advise both current and former members of MUFON to go to you know, conduct scientific investigation of this phenomenon? I mean, it sounds like MUFON is really in a state of needed catharsis right now. Where do people who really are dedicated and are willing to spend their time, effort, and money going out doing the work in the field, where should they go?
Well, I'm not advocating that anybody abandon ship. I think that there has to be reform within MUFON, and if there are current MUFON members that are just as disenchanted or they're worried about the organization and where it's headed, they need to inundate the MUFON board with their opinions and their views. Because right now the board is operating within their own little glass ceiling where they're listening to each other, but they're not listening to the wider membership in terms of where the organization should be headed.
I want to ask you a fast question, James. If the UFO mystery is largely a concoction of intelligence agencies or disinformation, why do we even bother investigating it? Maybe we should just give it all up.
Well, that's a very good point. So that's why I've decided to leave MUFON and actually pursue my own research along the lines of this grand deception theory, because I think that where I can do the most good and the most damage to these intelligence agencies is to show the pattern of deceit that's been in place for the last 60 years. And if I can convince folks that this is a plausible explanation for this field, then I think I've done a greater service to ufology than any investigator else, any investigation of case files.
You want to burn off the dross. You're not suggesting that this. You're not proposing a one size fits all answer for something that's very ancient and very real at its core. I mean, do you believe that there is any validity to the actual core truth or reality of the UFO phenomenon? I mean, let's burn off all the peripheral elements that might be involved, whether it's intelligence agencies, misidentified this, untrained observers. Is there something at the core of this phenomenon that even deserves investigation?
And you'll get that answer in a moment from James Carrion. First off, let me ask you to join our forums. Yes, if you join the PowerCast forums, you can ask questions of guests. We announce our shows at least a few days in advance before we do the recording, so you can get in on the action. To join the PowerCast forums, go to forum.powercast.com. Once again, that's forum.powercast.com. It takes just a couple of minutes to join up, and then you'll be ready to get in on the action. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the PowerCast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendovite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
James Carrion is ready to answer the question about what the core of the UFO mystery might be, if not just military disinformation. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. So there you go. What do you have to say, James?
Well, I think that Chris Carter of the X-Files got it right. In one of his episodes where this couple was, they were driving down a country road, all of a sudden this triangular craft came out of nowhere, and these little gray aliens came out and they abducted the couple. And then in the next scene, a larger craft came down with a different alien that abducted the grays and the humans. And when everybody was on board, these little gray aliens turned out to be Air Force people in disguise.
They said, who are those guys?
Exactly.
Who was that masked man?
I think I brought that up in our last interview, right, Gene, with David Halpern, I think. That's one of my favorite all-time scenes from a TV show.
Absolutely. I think that, in a nutshell, is the UFO field.
Okay, so there is something that we should be investigating, is what you're saying. It's not all intelligence agencies and hidden secret black budget technology. We are dealing with something there.
I think there probably is a phenomenon of some sort. The problem is, how many layers of the onion do you have to peel to get to it? And in other words, how deep does the intelligence cloak over ufology go?
That's the rub.
But the other question that follows then is, if there is a core mystery, something we don't understand, don't know whether it's ET or whatever it is the government also involved in keeping that a secret? Is that why they're stuffing the channels with all this junk? Is that one reason?
Well, I think it's a possibility, but I think that something, a core phenomena, is probably on the same level as trying to understand human consciousness or life after death or the things that are seem to be right beyond our reach right now. So if there is a core phenomenon, I don't think the powers that be have any greater understanding of us, any greater understanding of it than the layman, layperson does. So I think they're sort of just using it as cover, conveniently as cover. And whether they are also investigating it, I sort of doubt it.
So the only disclosure that can be then is that they have been playing a big game. But then does that also mean all these other great conspiracies has something involved there, too? We think, you know, what about the Kennedy assassination, all that stuff? We have to think that one of the figures in the Maury Island incident, Fred Christman. Yeah. He, you know, was supposedly one of the hobos in the Kennedy assassination.
Sure.
Then he became a talk show host.
I've looked at photographs. I'm not sure about that, but it is an interesting. It would be more than coincidental.
Well, I think where research needs to be done along those lines is if we just look historically at what happened within the intelligence agencies around that time, the OSS had been disbanded, the Great Wartime Organization. And I think it was somewhere along 90% of the personnel that belonged to the OSS ended up under the Central Intelligence Group, the predecessor to the CIA, and under the command of Hoyt Vandenberg. So, and this was around the same time frame as this grand deception operation that I'm talking about. So you had a lot of unemployed, very good people skilled at deception and intelligence operations who very well have been plugged in to Maury Island, into Kenneth Arnold's sighting, into Roswell. A lot of people that were actually out of work and very eager to do their job.
Okay, but of course the other question people ask about that is, okay, what about the core UFO sightings? You have the simultaneous radar visual cases. Are they all just military craft or fake radar images? That was one of the things mentioned in the book by the gentleman who wrote Mirage Men, Mr. Pilkington.
Or a lot of them were military observers. I mean, so the question is, were these real sightings or were these fabricated tales?
We got more questions in the till there?
I do, actually. Let's see.
We now have the sound.
Well, of course, we
sound
of
his eyes moving as he looks over the questions and tries to find ones that have not already been answered.
Well, I think this is kind of a sub-thread. But it has to do with Bigelow, NIDS, and the alleged Skinwalker Ranch up in the Uinta Basin south of Fort Duchesne. James, you've come out rather vocally claiming, based on your research, that you feel that there's really nothing to the Terry Sherman Ranch case. That I think you talked to a brother of Sherman or a prior owner, I believe. I'm not sure. Why don't you lead us through the investigative process and research process that you've undertaken about the Skinwalker Ranch?
Well, I've always been a big fan of Frank Salisbury, who wrote the Utah UFO Display. So what happened was that Frank invited me out to Utah because he was updating his book. So together we traveled to that part of Utah in where the ranch is at. And I actually called up Colin Kelleher of Bass and said, hey, we're out here. We'd love to get access to the ranch. And we were refused. And even prior to that, Frank Salisbury was refused access. So I'm not really sure why we're denied access as you know, bona fide investigators.
We had Frank on the show a couple of months back. I think it was his first real major internet broadcast, maybe even radio interview in many years. And his, you know, I digress here a little bit, but his UFOs and the Utah UFO Display book has been republished, and he does have an additional sort of an abridged section in the book that talks about the ranch, and he does quote you in there.
Yeah, we did all those interviews of witnesses around the ranch, and what I found intriguing, and this is what I mentioned on a recent online message board, is that the stories we were hearing from the neighbors around the ranch were not high strangeness cases, were not high strangeness observations, like was documented in the book of supposedly what was occurring on the ranch itself. In fact, the most compelling case I heard was a historical case that happened over here near the ranch. Frank was able to get in contact with the former owner's brother, The owners had passed away, and the ranch was sold to the Shermans, who then sold it to Bigelow. And the brother of the original owners was very adamant that there was no strange activity happening in the ranch prior to the Shermans buying it. In fact, he said he spent many days and nights on that ranch and never had anything happen out of the ordinary or that was strange. So I found that to be just weird that here we have this book, Hunt for the Skinwalker, that claims one thing and the former ranch owner's brother was claiming something else. The other thing that I thought highly strange was the story that was told to us by one of the folks who worked on the ranch about finding these rods, these metal rods after a UFO sighting, and then these rods were sent off to a mid-scientist.
Well, actually, they were found on a mutilated cow, if I remember correctly.
I'm not sure if it was on the mutilated cow or after a sighting, but I do know that he said they were sent off for analysis, and here we have a NID scientist who came back and said, hey, these are element 115. I know that because I worked at Area 51 where we accumulated 300 pounds of this material. So here we have a NID scientist. A NID scientist was basically repeating the Bob Lazar story.
Do you have a name to attach to that scientist? Or?
Actually, I don't. And when I mentioned it to John Schisler, he said he was going to look into it further. I never did hear back from John on whether he was able to get a name of that scientist, because he was familiar with the rods, because he was a consultant for NIDS at the time. And according to John, it was definitely not element 115. It was actually something that you would find in some sort of high-intensity lamp.
And it would weigh a lot. It would be very heavy.
Exactly. And I think the bottom line was that this person who I don't really want to say his name, but because he asked us to keep his name confidential. He's still under non-disclosure as far as I know.
You're talking about the former NIDS employee?
Yes.
We'll get into that in a moment and all the ramifications. And I have one devil's advocate question to ask at the beginning of our next and final section. James Carrion joins us. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. Of course, you're in
the Paracast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
Here's a special announcement. Next week, we're going to feature the astounding fifth anniversary episode of the Paracast. 5 years indeed. Our guests will include our co-host, Chris O'Brien, returning for a special appearance, Paul Kimball, and, of course, Greg Bishop, next week on the Paracast. James Carrion's the guest. The devil's advocate question. Okay, you've had military background, James. You want to lead us in the direction of military disinformation for a lot of the UFO mystery. How do we know that you are not a military disinformation specialist?
Oh, be nice, Gene.
Well, you know, I've been accused of that off and on. I think I'm still on the top 100 men in black list somewhere on the internet.
I think Jim Mosley's right next to you, as a matter of fact.
You're not creating waves.
You know, the bottom line is those out there who are true believers and want to believe that I'm muddying the water, well, they're going to continue to believe that. All I know is that what my personal research has shown is that this phenomena is being used and being abused by elements within the intelligence agencies. And what they're trying to cover up, whether it's stealth aircraft or a real extraterrestrial visitation, I can't tell you for sure. All I know is that the layers of deception go very deep. And I'm a truth seeker. My goal is to peel away these layers and get at the ultimate truth. And the bottom line is, you'll know them by their fruit. I think anybody who's seen my research, who's heard me speak, who's read my blog, know that I'm a straight shooter. I don't have anything to hide. And my goal is to chip away at the levels of secrecy and expose whatever the core truth may be.
Well, that's the motto of the Paracast. That's called separating the signal from the noise, and that is the Paracast motto here. And, you know, James, personally, I applaud you for taking this brave step forward and pointing at the emperors on parade and saying, hey, look, we really need to get serious here and start factoring out the noise before we could ever hope to get any sort of insight on the signal. And, you know, at least personally, you know, I can't speak for Gene or, you know, all our listeners, but personally, you know, I applaud you, and I really appreciate the courage that's taken to really, you know, not only be the director, international director of MUFON, and deal with this influx of influence from third parties, and but coming out and actually, you know, presenting cogently your side of the story, and then addressing the issues that are raised by this. I applaud you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Chris.
Chris, any more questions? Because we don't have many more minutes left.
Yeah, I know. We can't get into the whole Bigelow NIDS thing and the ranch. There's other questions relating to that. You know, I really think that, the time really went by fast here. I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to bring up as well. But, James, we're going to have you on for another go-round if you're into it, because I think we're... I feel like we're just getting rolling here. I'd really like to pick your brain. Are you going to be at the international symposium? Are you going to crash the party down there, or the congress rather?
Are you referring to MUFON symposium or the one in the desert?
Right. The Open Minds acquisition. It's almost like John Rayo is almost like Robert Bigelow's little brother or something here. We have two competing private interests trying to buy ufology, it would appear. Say that? Oh, Gene, hit me again, Gene. Gene,
excuse
hit
me. One, two, no, I'm not. I don't mind.
Ow.
Yes, I will.
So are you going to be down? Are you going to be down in Phoenix here? Are you going to come down and say hello?
No, actually, I have no plans to go down to that conference, but I probably will crash the MUFON one in California this
week. Oh, that's right. You're fine.
Cool. Well, please pencil out some time. I really would like to sit down and talk with you at some point there.
Okay. Would love to.
Chris, pepper him with a few more questions.
Well, James, where do we go from here? I mean, we have a whole younger generation that needs to become involved in this field. The average age at your average UFO conference is probably pushing 70 at this point. I mean, what can we do to get the young people involved in this whole thing?
Well, I think that's always been an issue. I think with the Internet, with everybody being so technical, technology savvy, that they don't really see a need for joining an organization or even going to conferences for that matter. There's so much information blood on the Internet. I think a lot of these young people tend to stay where they're at and surf the net on their smartphones. And
well, how do we organize them? How do we get them to be all pulling, on their oars in the same direction?
Well, the question is, who's doing the recruiting and for what reasons? So if you have an organization like MUFON, who I believe is changing away from what they should be doing, which is true skepticism, and they're on the other extreme of true belief. Does a young person really feel pulled towards that, or do they really want to get involved with that? I don't know.
That's a good point. Yeah, and that's quite an indictment too, one that I share. Many people over the years have asked, well, aren't you a member of MUFON? And I say no, and I use the Groucho Marx line. I wouldn't be a member of any group that would have me as one.
Actually, I have to admit I do hold a MUFON membership, but mostly to get the newsletter. I want to keep up with it.
Sure.
Oh, man. I just had to pop that one out of the hat there again.
I was thinking about that myself. Of course, let's see. I maintained a membership in NICAP even after Richard Hall told me to leave many years ago. Chris, a couple of minutes left. Two more questions.
Well, James, where are you going from here? You've been quite visible here the past couple, 3 weeks. I listened to most of your Jerry Pippen appearance and been following your blog. Where are you going with this? Other than as you've stated, you really want to dig in and try to find the truth. I mean, what is your public role here? I mean, are you going to be cheerleading some sort of disclosure of true involvement by the intelligence agencies in this? Is there some way that we can put the light of truth on some of these nefarious activities that have been going on for decades? I mean, what do you see your role as being in this?
To be honest, I think my role is mostly to expose the patterns of activity that I see, the deception that's being perpetrated. And what I did during the whole Kinross affair with the Great Lakes Dive Company, who put up their bogus website and made their bogus claims.
Excellent work, by the way.
I think the bottom line is really to hit them where it hurts, which is with the truth. So, my job, I think, is to expose, not to call for any grand disclosure. I think the ExoPolitics folks have hijacked that quite a bit, quite well.
Can you spell pipe dream?
I don't believe there's going to be disclosure because these folks that are in the know, they have no incentive to disclose. And
no, they're going to have all the other countries give us tidbits to keep the onus and the emphasis off the U.S.
Sure. I think this whole promise of disclosure we keep hearing from the ExoPolitics is the taking away the football from Charlie Brown before he kicks it. It just never happens, and so I think they're always trying to keep us on the edge of our seats with these promises of disclosure. So I think my role is to agitate and to expose and take the fight to the intelligence agencies themselves. And so rather than these intelligence agencies sending us down rabbit holes, new rabbit holes, is attacking them on their own turf. And I think that's what my goal was when I went to do that research at the Skinwalker Ranch, and why I tend to, or the fight I had with the Open Minds Forum. It's taking the fight to them.
Where do we find more information about you, James Carrion? You have a blog.
My blog is followthemagicthread.blogspot.com, and also you can catch up on all my latest research on the Center for UFOTruth.org.
Chris O'Brien, where do we find more of your stuff?
Right here on the Paracast, Gene. Now I'm a card-carrying member of the forum. I'm an administrator. James, another question that was asked is, would you be willing to post, come to the forum and answer some more detailed questions? A couple of people asked you, invited you to come on to the Paracast forum, so it would be a great opportunity for you to get more in depth with some, really up-to-speed folks.
Sure, I would be happy to do that.
James Carrion, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Paracast.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Gene. Thank you, Chris.
The Paracast is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.